It's day 6 of Octava 16, 2016, at Bunnerfall Community Audio Feature Month. I have a tendency to say challenge when I don't mean challenge. I mean feature, of course. It's also, in that case, day 6 of Polomani's Desert Island Dis. And today, the music that I would take with me to that desert island would be piano music. Probably the greatest love of, or my greatest love of music is piano music, piano concertos, sonatas, all that wonderful music. Mostly classical, but not always, not purely classical. And the track that I like to play today comes from very well-known and famous piano concerto by that wonderful guy, Beethoven. Not Wolfgang. That's Mozart. What I was going to say there was that Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart ranks with me as one of the greatest classical composers and musicians of all time, along with Beethoven. But when it comes to piano pieces, they are, in my mind, equal rivals. Some, one for certain particular pieces and one for the other. And this actually comes from his piano concerto number 5, opus 73. That wonderful piano concerto that on its debut way back in the day was cheered as being an emperor concerto, suitable for an emperor, although Beethoven never ever called it that. There's reasons, and you can find out why it was called emperor. And it stuck, basically. And the reason I'm playing this piece of music is because it is this piece of music alone, solely, that got me into classical music all those years ago, way back probably, I'm guessing 1978 to 80, when, like any other young man, was thought classical music and automatic cars were for old folk. Yes, that's true. And then one day, a friend of mine's, while I was at work, who was older, said, "Have a listen to this," and it was on tape, and he gave me a set of earphones and said, "Sit down, listen to this in the corner." And I did, and I thought, oh my god, this is wrong. And by the time I'd finished listening to this piece of music, I was swept away, gone completely. I was diving into the deep end of classical music, and it was this soul piece. And I remember a few months down the line, there was an article on the Classic FM website asking people to let them know, basically, what got them into classical music. And I wrote my wee story and sent it in, and they actually featured it. Only in print, of course. Nothing famous. And I wrote in saying that this one piece of music was what grabbed me. And to this day, it still stirs a lot of feelings in me. So I'm going to play the second movement, which is the Adagio, or if you like, in its full title, Adagio on Poco Mosso. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful Adagio. And near the end of that particular piece, the music becomes so simple. The pianist is barely plunking keys. The orchestra is just playing some notes. There's not a lot going on, and yet it is so captivating and so wonderful and moving. So I won't linger any longer. Beethoven's Piano Concerto number 5, the Emperor, second movement, Adagio. And it's absolutely wonderful. And that would be one that I would take out of all the piano concertos that I've ever heard. That would be the one I would take.